To Canberra now. And federal cabinet met last night, but there was no decision on how to deal with the gay marriage issue, which has divided the government. And Labor is maintaining pressure on the Prime Minister to sack the head of the Royal Commission on the grounds of conflict of interest. The real test for the government, though, is likely to come at the Canning by-election, which has now been set for mid-September. As Simon Lauder reports from Canberra.
It's customary for MPs to talk to the media on their way into Parliament.
Morning, everybody.
An opportunity independent MP Bob Catter regularly makes good use of.
Very important announcement to make. The Tullian District Knitting and Crocheting Association for Cancer knitted me this beautiful beanie.
An address from a Parliament House bathroom is less common. Wayne Swan is one of several Labor MPs to record a statement of support for striking Parliament House cleaners.
So I'll do my bit over the next week to try and keep the place as clean as possible.
From toilet talk to leadership speculation, the Assistant Treasurer Josh Frydenberg found himself responding to a newspaper report that says supporters of Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison are sounding out Liberal MPs. He says he hasn't been asked.
I certainly haven't, and I'm a very strong supporter of the Prime Minister.
Last night, for the second time, the Senate rejected a government bill which would have put unions under greater scrutiny.
Also, some other good bills have been knocked back in the Senate. That's the reality of life, but we'll continue to make the case for good policy.
The second rejection of the Fair Work Amendment Bill gives the government another trigger for a double dissolution election, but it's yet to decide on the policy it will take to the next election on gay marriage. Disputes over that have been played out in duelling press conferences. Last night's meeting of federal cabinet discussed the issue, but policy details may still be weeks away. The only leak from last night's cabinet meeting was more about what wasn't discussed. The Guardian reports there was not a single formal cabinet submission to consider, and that has some MPs concerned that the government's policy agenda is looking thin. The government has not responded to the World Today's inquiry about that leak today. But Labor's Chris Bowen seized on it.
Now, last night, apparently, the Cabinet met. Leaks out of Cabinet, which are now a weekly event, tell us that there was no agenda. And apparently the Cabinet meeting for next week's been cancelled. And we see, again, leadership speculation. This is a government at war with itself, concentrating on themselves, concentrating on one job only, Tony Abbott's job.
The outcome of the Canning by-election is shaping up as a key test for both sides of politics. A News Poll survey published in The Australian shows the 12% margin the late MP Don Randall secured in the seat of Canning has been mostly diminished, making for a very tight vote in 1 month's time. Government frontbencher Josh Frydenberg admits it will be a tough fight.
And we're behind in the polls now, which makes that increasingly difficult.
Despite that, Chris Bowen is playing down Labor's chances of winning the Perth seat.
A seat on the death of a sitting member hasn't changed hands since 1966.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, started the day receiving a welcome gift, a rugby jumper from Brumbies captain Stephen Moore.
Oh, isn't that fantastic? Yeah. Wow, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Not a captain's pick, but the federal government is still working to defend the man appointed to head up the trade union's Royal Commissioner, Dyson Heydon. Frontbencher Stephen Chobo on Sky News this morning.
Look, of course it would have been preferable if this hadn't happened. But the fact that this has happened is by absolutely no means fatal.
Unions are still deciding whether they'll apply to have Dyson Heydon disqualified from the Royal Commission after he agreed to be the guest speaker at a Liberal Party function. The commissioner pulled out of the event, admitting he'd overlooked its Liberal Party connection. Labor says the Prime Minister should remove Dyson Heydon, but Josh Frydenberg says it is appropriate for the commissioner to decide his own fate.
Justice Heydon can rule on that question at the end of today, if that's what it comes to.
That's the Assistant Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, ending that report from Simon Lauder.